So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So let's talk about my upbringing in Leeds. Let's talk about how that upbringing from that city has turned me into the person that I am today. We live here in Spain, and there's a couple of reasons why we actually left Leeds to come over to the Mediterranean Sea. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure you can guess yourselves. Nice weather, amazing food. We live next to the Med. I run a swimming pool. It's warm all the time. And living in Leeds really kind of guided me towards wanting to live somewhere else, because it was cold all the time, it rained all the time, it was grey all the time. Everyone seems very angry and road ragey. And then we come over to Spain and no one seems that angry, and it's nice and sunny and people tend not to get road ragey. The one thing about the Spanish, I should say, is that they are terrible drivers. But everybody's a terrible driver, so they're just like, yeah, that's fine. Whereas in England, if you're a terrible driver, you get road rage people having a go at you. But anyway, so Leeds was an interesting place to grow up, because my parents were self-employed, and my dad is a wedding photographer. I still have both parents now. I'm very grateful for that in 2020. But they worked very hard, and they built a very successful photography business. And so living in Leeds and growing up in Leeds, you know, I was bullied as a kid. And that kind of thing is very negative, but it teaches you an awful lot. First of all, it teaches you that your environment you need to take care of, because if you're in a negative environment, you might be bullied, you might be under domestic violence right now, you might be having groups of friends that are very negative. Changing that environment is very, very important. And so that's definitely something that I did moving from Leeds to living here. But then also seeing poverty as well. So the school that I went to was Crossgates Middle School. This was in the 80s, and we had kids turning up in their older brothers' flares. I mean, this is the 80s, not the 70s, and there were hand-me-downs, and their school bags were plastic bags, you know, the Tesco bag. And, they, you know, they had pencils, not pens. Do you know what I mean? They had no money. And it was very interesting to see this. And I had friends from that school, and you go to their house and the wallpaper's coming off and it's melted mould, and it's just very interesting as I look back now to the wealth that we've accrued over this last 20 years. I'm 48 now, I've been doing property for 20 years. It's very interesting as an upbringing. My first income was like £1.62 from Asda stacking shelves at age 16, and my other wealthier friends in those days, their mum and dads were wealthy, they would look down on me because I had a part-time job. Do you know what I mean? And very proud to have that part-time job. As I look back at it now, I'm very proud to have that. But it taught me lots of different things, that we have people from all sorts of different environments and different backgrounds. And I find that I'm able to insert myself into different backgrounds very well. So if someone has extreme poverty, it's not that I'm familiar with living in extreme poverty, but I had friends that were. And when I went round and played at their house, it's funny, isn't it? Because you go around to play, right? And I just didn't even see it. You know, it's only now as I look back and the wallpaper coming off, and we had this really old record player that my mum and dad were throwing out. I'm like, oh, such and such might want this. And it was like a record player from the 60s. And they were so grateful to have a record player that were gifted to them. It's very interesting. So you get to learn an awful lot. But obviously Leeds isn't just about poverty. It was just the areas that we kind of grew up in and the people that we hung out with, and the schools that we went to. And everything's obviously relative poverty as well. You know, poverty today is a lot different than poverty 20, 30 years ago, because there's so much extra help available now. You know, you're in poverty now if you've not got Netflix, for goodness sake. People on benefits have Netflix. It's totally different. They have all this entertainment, YouTube and social media. It's a different entertainment medium that people can watch for free. Do you know what I mean? You can download podcasts, and there's so much more education and knowledge available now. I actually don't believe you should be in poverty right now. And people go, well, you know, some people are and it's not their fault. And I would question, what do they do if they just sit back and watch Netflix and YouTube and you know, I watch YouTube too, but the stuff I watch on YouTube is how to make a YouTube studio, or how to create a podcast, or how to do a video, or stuff that's going to make me money further down the line so I can increase my wealth. I've got real serious questions about poverty, because when I've met people in poverty right now in 2020, 2019, their conversation is about TV and Emmerdale and Corrie, not about how to make money. And we need a difference in conversation there. And so maybe... that's something we will do over the next 10, 20 years as we start to give back and continue to give back into Leeds. We handed out backpacks for homeless people. We raised money for the St. George's Crypt. We did clothing runs where we get people's old clothing in black bags and drop it off at St. George's Crypt for homeless there. All this stuff has come from my experiences growing up with friends who were in poverty and seeing it firsthand. We were never in poverty because my dad worked 60, 70, 80 hour weeks, and we're very grateful for that work ethic. But we then learn, you know, that's a learned behaviour for me. Seeing my dad work all those hours meant that I would work all those hours too, because we wanted to generate the cash to have a better life for ourselves and our future family, and that's exactly what we've got now. But Leeds also taught me quite a few different things. So, first of all, it's small enough to be successful in, to make a difference, but it's also big enough to have plenty of opportunity. And I think there's a lot of towns and cities in the UK that can do that as well. Obviously, London is, what, 7 or 8 million people? It seems very hard to kind of stand out in London. Whereas there was, conversely, an awful lot of opportunity in London simply because it's so big. Everywhere you go, it costs you money to live. But also, everywhere you go is an opportunity to make some money. You've just got to find a way of doing it instead of settling for whatever or whoever you are. You can make a difference in your own life by learning, implementing, taking action. And you don't even need that much. Everybody's got a phone. All right, I'm recording this on a camera. But the camera's only 600 quid. And your phone, everyone's got a phone. You can pick up a phone for 50 quid. I used to do my recordings on an old iPhone 5S, which you can pick up for 50 quid now secondhand on eBay. So there's no excuses not to be able to do it. And people who haven't got 50 quid, that's 20 cars washed at £2.50. There's your 50 quid, right? That, like, you can do that. But Leeds also taught me that if you can stand out enough, you can grow a business. I'll tell you a story. So we owned a lettings agency going back 10, 15 years ago. And I was sat in Cafe Nero, I think it was, just at the top of Park Row there. And I saw a girl sat with her dad, and she was looking through the Hunters lettings list of all the properties that Hunters had. And I couldn't help it. I reached over and said, oh, by the way, I own a lettings agency. And I handed her my business card. Why don't you see if we've got anything for you? And she looked at the card and she was like, oh, yeah, I know you guys. I've got viewings lined up with you guys tomorrow. And that's what I mean. Leeds is small enough for you to stand out, but not so big you get lost in all the noise, but big enough so that there's plenty of opportunity. If you want to start a business, there's plenty of potential customers there to start that business and build and grow that business, which is exactly what we did. So it's not just about poverty, it's about seeing the opportunities that are available. I'm very grateful for my journey and my bullying background. I got bullied quite a lot in school. In middle school, then I went to high school, got bullied by the teachers. Thank you, Mr. Jones at Temple Moor, for being a bully. My nine-year-old's more intelligent than you. Thank you for that. Is she living in Spain as well, next to the Med, with millions of pounds of property? Thought not. So the opportunities are there, but it's how you respond to the opportunities. And the poverty is there, and it's how you respond to the poverty as well. And the friendship groups are there, but it's how you respond to the friendship groups. And there's no reason to be lonely, because it's big enough to go out and meet people, go to your church fair, or help out at the homeless shelter. Or there's no reason to be homeless, to be lonely. There's no reason to not see opportunities, but it's the way that you're programmed. And we were very lucky from a young age to be programmed into an entrepreneurial spirit, which we got from my dad and my mum, and we're very, very grateful for that. But wherever you come from, there are good, there is bad, there's pros, there's cons, there's poverty, there is wealth. And it's very interesting. Whenever I go to London, I see poverty. But also, I see a lot of wealth. I'm always looking for the nice cars, and I love seeing Ferraris and Lambos and all those nice cars that are driving around, the McLarens. Then when I go to Leeds, you tend not to see that as much, obviously, because there's not as many
you know, nice cars in litres of an hour in London. And so you see different things. But then I'm also looking at cranes. I'm looking at high rises going up. And obviously when you see cranes, that means that there's potential for people buying apartments and properties. And it's a good indicator as to how well the economy is doing is based on how many cranes they've actually got in up on the skyline there. But it doesn't matter where you're from. I'm from Leeds. There's good, there's bad, there's pros, there's cons, there's poverty, there's wealth. It's how you respond to it. And it doesn't matter if you're from Birmingham, from Wakefield, from Bradford, from Harrogate, from York, from Newcastle, Bristol. It doesn't matter, right? There's pros, there's cons to everywhere that you do, but it's how you perceive them and how you respond to them that's going to make you a success in life. Just want to share a little bit about my journey coming from Leeds and where, you know, compared to where we live now. There's less opportunity where we live now, I should say. One, we don't speak Spanish very well. Two, we live in a little town next to the sea. There's not many people to sell to, but we don't sell here. We sell to people in the UK and the UK. We don't just sell to people in Leeds. We have clients up and down the country. So there's opportunity everywhere. It's just dependent on your attitude and what you're going to do about taking advantage of that opportunity. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.